it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto, when you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We get to ride them as well because they are the lifeblood of this show. We love them. They love us right back. We have too many to list. Let's put it that way. So we rarely get to talk about them, but we really do appreciate them. Look, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms, and all the yeah that you need to know about so you can get your radio on the go, specifically the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's all about TuneIn. It's all about iHeart. It's all about Stitcher. You know, all the different places that have made listening to radio the way you want to listen to it viable. You've got Listen Live access. You have archived access. You missed a show yesterday. There's something you want to listen to. Boom. There it is. Something brand new today. We've got a couple of really good guests today. You know, it's going to be available for you at your demand. So if you're heading to the gym, if you're heading to work, just hopping in the car. You just got out of the shower. No matter what, it's there. Laptop, Android, iPhone, even the old crank it up PC. Man, I mean, that's becoming as obsolete as a dinosaur. But honestly, it's the only way to go these days. And of course, you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. And on that front page, you can see literally everything on every show that's being done. All the guests, all the time slots, all the hosts, everything from us to the Jefe to Jerry Overnight. You know, it's the way it is. Most important for us, our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. All these guys and girls serving us around the world, domestically, doesn't matter where they are. They're away from home. And if we're giving them a little bit of a taste of home, gives them a little bit of comfort, we're very happy, proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table for this show right after this short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello, hello,
hello,
hello,
hello. Hello. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sidney Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. If you want to annoy Joe, his day's off, at Joe Spano 56, but yeah, give him a rest. And plenty to talk about here in the world of sports. We're going to start out with some NBA, obviously, and not only on the court stuff, but some off the court stuff as well, as a couple of players have already announced that they're going to opt out of their current deals. And in both instances, they're interesting decisions, I believe. And we'll discuss the whys and wherefores and the hows and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, we also had a game played last night, but we will dive into that a little bit. At 9:10 Eastern time, 10 after in the second hour, 9:12 technically speaking, Keith Law from ESPN, talk a little bit of baseball and talk about his new book. So we will get into that with him. Keith Law, renowned ESPN expert in the world of baseball. And at 9:40, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He follows everything Atlanta Falcons, and we will talk about their draft, their offseason, and figure out whether the city has recovered from their collective hangover yet. So that will be a fun talk. He's always a good guest here on the show. But last night, Golden State took care of their business in four, as, you know, it nothing unexpected here. I felt the Jazz would win a game, but it didn't play out that way. Steph scores 30 on 15 shots. Draymond Green gets another triple-double, breaking the record of Tom Gola, who people don't remember, but he was an immortal for the Warriors, and he really was. As Golden State wins going away 121-95, and the score pretty much indicates what the hell went on. It just, you know, wasn't much of a basketball game. Golden State came out 39-17 in the first quarter. Utah stomped back and got 35 in the second quarter. Golden State's 21. But from there in, it was all Golden State, and it was just a fait accompli at that point in time. How many sportscasters, how many talk show hosts use fait accompli? You know, Golden State just got it done the way they always do. Steph scored a hell of a lot. Klay was the second banana this time. Kevin Durant was efficient with his 7 of 14, 18 points. Draymond, as I said, triple-double. Joe's man, Zaza Pachulia, ineffective last night, but it really didn't matter. West, you know, off the bench in garbage time, didn't score. And, you know, the rest of it, Iguodala, it was all right. He played a little bit of defense, really wasn't all that relevant. JaVale McGee, he of the revitalized, rebirthed career, in his 11 minutes, 5 of 6 for 12 points. And here he is, you know, late in his career, has become an indispensable part of the Golden State Warriors' success. You know, it is absolutely amazing. Joe and I talked about this for years when the Wizards were putting together a team with JaVale McGee and Andre Blosch and all the other guys on that basketball team that were just young, jump out of the gym, incredibly gifted, incredibly talented basketball players, and how they were going to theoretically, of course, have a really good chance to have a nice long run as a contending basketball team. And it just never materialized. And as I said very accurately, I think, pat myself on the back here, you know, once you're in an environment of losing, losing becomes contagious. Why watch The Natural with Robert Redford? There's a great scene in there with a hypnotist. Losing is like polio. Losing is contagious. Losing is, yeah, and it really is. And JaVale McGee got caught up in that, and he ended up being one of those guys, and he's bounced around the league now, that you looked at him and you just said, how is this guy not a star in this league? Well, he never hit star level. But at 29 years of age and 8 years in the league now and 7 foot, 270 pounds, he has become a big-time contributor to a team that's on its way to a possible championship. And Steve Kerr is not afraid to use him. I mean, we all know Kerr's not on the bench right now. But Steve Kerr has not been afraid to use him in key moments. Yesterday it was more garbage time. But he still had significant minutes when it mattered. And he just, you know, they give him those 10 minutes, 12 minutes, sometimes more, depending on the free throw situation. And he steps up most of the time. And here he is on the cusp of winning a ring. And who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk he would be in the league at this point in time? I mean, seriously. Not many people. You know, to me, that's kind of, you know, you talk about redemption stories. And, you know, look, nobody was going to hold a charity party for him. He was going to be, you know, well compensated for his mediocre NBA career. But now he's playing very good basketball. He does what they ask him to do. He does what is needed. And he's seeing really good, really significant playing time on a team that's well on its way. So, you know, props to the Golden State Warriors. For Utah, look, this is a learning experience, a growing experience. You know, what's going to happen to this core? And I think that's a legitimate question. But they do have a very good core on that basketball team. You know, Rudy Gobert has grown up right before our eyes and has become literally everything they wanted him to be. And, you know, he's going to continue to get better. Yeah. Continue to get better. For the Jazz, the real question is what's going to happen with Gordon Hayward? And, you know, look, it's free agency is beckoning. It, you know, the crowd was chanting his name. You know, it's he can go back there. He can make the most amount of money. I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. But environment also has a lot to do with it as well. And he's going to have to make the decision. Does he like playing in Utah? You know, you look at what he did this year, 21 and almost 22 points a game, 5.5 boards, you know, just under 40% from three. And he can opt out, and he's going to. You know, all these guys, when they have that opportunity and they think they can get the max money, they opt out. Everybody's thinking Celtics. Well, I mean, it would be a good fit. There's no question about it. But, you know, again, they can't pay him like Utah can pay him. And he'll have to decide. I mean, he and Brad Stevens have a relationship, and that certainly is part of it. But he'll have to decide whether or not the environment in Utah is the one he wants to stay in. And, you know, all these factors come into play. But the amount of money that's available, well, that tilts it in Utah's favor. So we'll see how it plays out. He's definitely going to opt out. And he's going to be looking for a max money deal. Some will make the argument he's not a max money player. But in Utah, he is. So I'll be curious to see how this one goes. We'll finish that up on the other side and get into some more NBA news right after this short timeout. Tap on the brakes, but don't put yourself through the windshield. You know, it's the Spano and Black Attack. We'll be right back.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Yeah, maybe. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, the Gordon Hayward situation, and he's going to opt out. He wasn't talking about it, but he'll opt out. And the original rookie contract, he drafted 9th overall back in 2010. And, boy, it's that long already. 27 years old. He's hitting his prime right now. And they're going to go for the max money. And they've got Utah the opportunity to pay him the most, obviously. But, you know, when you go through the leverage, as it were, the at the three-year level, you know, club option in 2012, club option in 2013. And, you know, he's now about to make some real money. I mean, he's made real money before. From 2014 on, he was making 14 plus. God, these guys make a lot of money. But he'll opt out. And, of course, the hot and heavy is reuniting with Brad Stevens. But, you know, let's be honest about it. I mean, it's all well and good that, you know, your ex-basketball coach is out there in the NBA now, and you could possibly play for him. And that's all great. But it is a business. And, you know, they all want him. There's a lot of teams that want him. But they can only pay him so much. You know, they've got, you know, Boston after him. They have the Heat after him. Timberwolves after him. I, you know, again, I don't buy that one. I got enough young players to deal with as it is. And, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski, who, you know, is writes for the Vertical and has a lot of good stuff out there, is basically throwing names up in the air. And they had a discussion on his podcast, because Yahoo Sports doesn't exist anymore as far as video or audio. And, you know, that the Celtics are looming as a real threat to Land Hayward. Well, wait, of course. Of course they are. But, you know, again, the comparison, dollar and cents wise, doesn't work. And ultimately, that's the decision Hayward will have to make, is does he take less money on the four-year deal that he can get with Boston, or the max money with the five-year deal? And, you know, if you're Utah, that's what it's going to take. There's no getting around it. Now, they don't have a replacement for Gordon Hayward on the roster. And that's literally what it comes down to. You know, who is going to replace him should he walk in free agency? They don't have an answer. And he's right in his prime. He's upped his game. You know, and he's a mature man now. I mean, he's 27 years old. He's in a man's body now, as opposed to when he came into the league. You know, I mean, you look at his career stats, it's 15 and a half, pushing 16 points a game. Well, that went up to 22 this year. And it's not just because he was in a contract year. It's because he's physically matured, he's mentally matured, he's playing on a better team in the Utah Jazz than what they were when he first came into the league. And now they have legit talent around him. You know, Derek Favors is a legit player. Dante Exum may still grow up to be a legit player. He's learning from a veteran as well. You know, we talked about Gobert. He'll continue to get better. I don't think his game is quite matured yet. Maybe this is as far as it goes. We don't know. But they need to add more talent. You know, we talk about sorting the deck chairs all the time. You know, they got guys on there that they've invested first-round picks in, like the Rodney Hoods of the world. And, you know, these guys are going to have to fish or cut bait at this point. But they've got it. And I liked it in the offseason, if, you know, you remember back that far. We don't archive anything here. But, you know, I liked the veterans that they put in place, the Johnsons of the world and Dia, you know, and the point guard and the mix of youth and veteran leadership that they put on this bench. And it paid off. You know, they're starting to win again. You know, so it's a crossroads for this franchise. It's been a long time between drinks of water for the Utah Jazz, where they were legitimately, you knew they were going to be good each year, every year. Long time. Like Malone Stockton, long time. They've had their moments here and there. But when you look at this core, if they can keep Gobert and Hayward together and continue to have an influx of talent, either through the draft or free agency, but they got to get that other piece. They have to hope that Dante Exum, who has showed flashes, turns into the brilliant point guard that they thought he could be when they brought him in from Australia. That's a tough commute, man. Now, but if he can take that next level, if he can get to the point where he's dishing 8 per game and his shot becomes more legit, because it's not, then they have a big three. Is it as big a big three as some others? No, probably not. But that can be overcome with a really good bench. You know, again, NBA is always in flux, always in motion. Always guys out there. You know, and that's tough. Which takes us to Kyle Lowry, who's opting out as well. Now, same deal. He can sign 4 years for, you know, I don't know, 165 or whatever it is. Not important. Or Toronto can give him 5 years at $209 million. To a guy that's 30 years old, a point guard, who underachieves. I understand why Kyle Lowry did this at this point in time. My prediction is this. He's not going to get a max money contract out of the Raptors. They're going to have to let him go. Statistically, is he worth it? During the regular season, yeah, he upped his game. It's exactly what we talked about yesterday. I get it. You know, it's not dissimilar than the Mike Conley situation with Memphis a few years ago. And you know, think about how we were talking about it then, and I'm not going to give you revisionist history then here. I didn't like the deal when Mike Conley maxed up with Memphis. I didn't like it for Memphis. It was great for Mike Conley. But I didn't like it for Memphis because at that point in time, he hadn't elevated his game enough where I thought he was worth it. Well, shut me up. Because he did. He put it up there, and he is a legitimate max money player. He's the reason, as their floor general, that Memphis keeps continuing to contend. Why they pushed San Antonio as hard as they did. And, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, but when you look at the constitution and the construction of the Toronto team, they got some deals they got to deal with. They got some player deals they got to deal with. They got to be very creative with their money. Because there are guys who are getting ready to step out for them. I mean, Patrick Patterson, they're going to let him walk. That's fine. You know, but Serge Ibaka is going to be a free agent, and they have to retain him. I don't know how they're going to do it. He's not going to get max money, but they have to make sure that somebody else doesn't grab him. You know, if I'm Phil down here in New York, I'm sniffing around that, let me tell you. And don't forget, they gave up Terrence Ross in a first-round pick to get him. They can't let him just walk out the door. Because if they do, and, you know, Uche, he doesn't make too many mistakes. But that will be one. And P.J. Tucker, who, you know, is a defensive stopper. They got the bird rights on him, so, you know, chances are pretty good he's going to be back. He's a good fit on that basketball team. Basketball, basketball, basketball. Tap on the brakes, other side, more basketball. Nothing better.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, going to the star.com, Toronto Star, Kyle Lowry, you know, as they say in Bruce Arthur's article, he said, look, he wants to win, Kyle Lowry, and so he's contemplating heading west. And, you know, that itself is interesting, because, you know, when you look at it, he said he wants a ring. Yeah, roughly. And the Raptors can give him five. That totals around $200 million. It's a little more than that, actually. And everybody else falls into that $150 to $160 range. You know, one thing that Toronto doesn't have to deal with is the fact that the other star on the basketball team, DeMar DeRozan, and he get along very, very well. But he is contemplating going west. Supposedly, the frustration of not being able to win in Toronto is getting to him, but he didn't win in Atlanta either. I mean, you know, it's all well and good that you say you want to win. And look, I believe these guys when it comes down to that. Ultimately, I do. But when you look at the ability to win, and unfortunately for most teams in the NBA right now, there were two huge roadblocks to winning a championship. One is named LeBron James, and the second one, Cleveland Cavaliers, which is included in the first one. And the other one is the Golden State Warriors, because they have stumbled onto a formula that works. And their small ball approach with a little bit of rim protecting works. But they are so unique in the way they are constructed. And that's setting Kevin Durant aside. You know, if anybody felt that Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson were going to be the core of a team that's already won a championship and is on the cusp of winning another one, and perhaps being an all-time rival to LeBron James, where they're going to maybe yo-yo championships back and forth for the next few years, you're lying. Because nobody saw that with those three guys coming out of the college. Absolutely nobody. Now, Golden State drafted them with the hopes that it might happen. But they never felt that they were getting the second coming of Jerry West as far as shooting ability with Steph Curry. They were hoping that Klay Thompson at 6'7" as a two guard would create unique matchups that other teams would have to deal with. And they had no clue. Nobody had a clue that Draymond Green was going to turn what he turned into. And that's a big man who can give you a triple double on any given night. Well, you know, it's all well and good for Kyle Lowry to want to go west, as he's saying, but where's the fit? You know, if you're picking a team and you're talking about a team that is going to try to get over the top, is Kyle Lowry the answer? Kyle Lowry who underachieves in the playoffs? Kyle Lowry who is 31 years old? Kyle Lowry, who would be now on his third team. Where are you going? Where are you going out west? Does he maybe have some love for San Antonio? I don't know, cap-wise, if they could make it. You know, they could always make it work somehow. Everybody always finds a way to make it work. But can he go in there and be a guy along with Tony Parker and along with Patty Mills, and maybe they move one of them, maybe one, you know, who knows? It's San Antonio. You know, you throw the Jacks in the air, and that's who's in the starting lineup tonight. But you know, you look at it, who's that other team? He's not going to go to L.A. Clippers aren't getting rid of Chris Paul. They're the same age, and Chris Paul is significantly better. He's not going to Memphis. Could he go to Utah? Yeah, I guess in theory he could. But if he's going to try to do that and going into a winning situation, well, you know, the only way that's going to be a winning situation is if Hayward re-ups with Utah. Otherwise, he's walking into Toronto redo. Maybe a little worse. The Pelicans? I guess. Those two big men down there, if I'm a point guard, I wouldn't mind playing down there. But they already have one. I think he can opt out too. You know, it's you're not going to Phoenix. They got like 32 guards on that roster. So, you know, again, yeah, Philly in the East. Yeah, I could get that. But Philly's probably going to be drafting a point guard. They love him up in Toronto. They haven't turned their back on him. They're very loyal fans up there. You know, we'll see how that plays out. Serge Ibaka, he's going to test the market too. And they don't have bird rights on him. A lot of uncertainty up there. There's rumblings that Dwayne Casey's going to be out. I don't think he's a great coach. Don't get me wrong. But it's not his fault. They're just not good enough. I think the real question up there is with Valanciunas. Honestly, I do. I think that's their toughest decision. Because they, again, as I talked about yesterday, they were better off, and I'm not saying talent-wise, and I understand why they couldn't sign him. But Biombo fit what they were doing better than Valanciunas. Now, that is hindsight. I'm not being a Monday morning quarterback here. I'm being completely honest. That is hindsight. Because there's in today's NBA, he's more athletic. He's lean. He can get up and down the court quicker than the other guy. Would have made a difference? No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But, you know, you had to choose between one and the other. They chose the other guy. And, well, you saw it played out. So it's another tough decision. Toronto, like I said, look, they're not going to be a lottery team. At least I don't think so. But they certainly are a team that if we do the trending game, which we like to do here, they are certainly trending in the wrong direction. And mostly because of free agency and the fact that they've plateaued. They just have. I mean, if they keep it intact right now, just say they bring everybody back, they're still not going to win a championship. Not going to happen. So, what do you do? What do? Do you trade DeMar DeRozan? Certainly be a market for him. I mean, look, if you're going to bottom out as a franchise, woo, well, you got some chips, man. You got some chips. Chips ahoy. You want to tease the Celtics after they're eliminated by the Cavaliers, if they get that far? Dangled DeMar DeRozan out there for that number one overall pick. We'll give you straight up. There you go. DeMar DeRozan, make it work. We'll take back your garbage. There you go. You got your shooter. You got your guy with Isaiah Thomas. You got your number two. You got your banana. Best backcourt in basketball right there with Steph and Clay right there. Woo, woo. You know, start from scratch. Start with Markelle Fultz, who's going to be the number one draft pick, by the way. Anybody that thinks that Ball's going to be the number one draft pick, you're high. But, you know, decisions, decisions, decisions. And then you keep your big guy, you keep P.J. Tucker. You let Lowry walk. And you try to bring Serge back. You still got a team probably make the playoffs. But you use that, you use your own draft pick, try to lure some free agents up there. Toronto's a nice city. You know, that's a funny thing. You know, everybody's like, who wants to play in Canada? Who wants to play in Utah? Well, you got to play somewhere. You know, you never hear anybody knocking the city of Toronto. It's a lovely city. A little cold in the winter. But if you could deal with that, you know, not everybody can play in Southern California. I want to play for the Clippers. Well, so do I. I want to broadcast for the Clippers. Gets me out of New York. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, so we'll see. But I'll tell you, I honestly, aside from what the Celtics are going to do, as far as shuffling deck chairs and you know whether or not they move a pick, or you know, the intrigue is there. I don't think there's any more intriguing story as to what's going to happen at Toronto in the offseason. Man, there's a lot of question marks there. Because that Roman candle is fired, and 4th of July is over. Now, another guy opting out, and this is interesting, to say the least. Rudy Gay, out with the Sacramento Kings. He's going to forego his $14.3 million on the current deal. And he signed a 3-year extension with the opt-out back in 2013. 4 seasons with the organization, 19.3 points, 6 rebounds. You know, he tore his Achilles 30 games in this year, 18.7 points. He was playing good but not great. I'm not a huge Rudy Gay fan, never have been. I think he's stat stuffer. But, you know, he's going to opt out and test the waters. Well, I don't know. I don't know about this. And the reason why I don't know is because of the Achilles. I mean, he may be playing for $3-5 million next year. Have to recoup that money over 3-4 year period of time. I don't know about this. If I was him, I think I might have hung around. I understand wanting to win. I get that. That's where we'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Tapping the brakes. Put the seatbelt on.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And again, I'm mixing in that free agency there and necessary because as these teams are eliminated, you're going to hear more and more of these names popping up because the opt-out clause in the collective bargaining agreement has really changed the landscape of basketball. And there is movement. I mean, not everybody goes for the max money deal. It's just it not everybody does it because it's significant money that's out there. But when you look at it, boy, it's difficult to leave $35, $40 million on the table. Depending on who is the player. And, you know, Kyle Lowry will be no exception. Again, I don't think he's going to be getting the kind of money that he thinks he's going to. I don't see Toronto paying it. And it maybe they end up having a meeting of the minds with some other team, but I just don't see it. Not at 31 years of age, not for the kind of money he's looking for. Like he said, though, and I'll take him at his word, he wants to win. So if that's the case, he may work one of those deals with the Miami Heat or something along. Who knows? We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, that's it for hour one of the Attack. Hour two is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a couple of guests, and we'll have a good time in the world of baseball and the world of football. I promise. Don't go nowhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I made a determination that I believed that it was unlawful.
Former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates saying she has no regrets about her decision not to enforce President Trump's initial executive order restricting travel to the United States from several Muslim nations, saying at a Senate hearing yesterday.
I also thought that it was inconsistent with the principles of the Department of Justice.
Trump fired Yates shortly after she announced she would not defend the order in court, something that the current legal team for the president at the Department of Justice is doing for his revised order now.
And this injunction should be vacated.
That's Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall defending the president's order before a federal appeals court yesterday. There's a report that President Trump's considering escalating the U.S. military fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan to try to get the Taliban to negotiate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Mexican officials have concerns about a new Texas law that bans sanctuary cities. It was signed into law on Sunday night by Governor Greg Abbott, and it makes it a crime for police chiefs and sheriffs to refuse to honor detention requests from federal immigration authorities. Mexican officials say they're afraid that the law could cause problems for Mexican citizens who legally visit or work in Texas. Incoming French President Emmanuel Macron's party is changing its name as it tries to win enough parliamentary seats for him to govern effectively, as we hear from Ollie Barrett in Paris.
The president-elect's En Marche political movement will become known as République En Marche, Republic on the Move. It has to contest parliamentary elections in June from a standing start, fielding candidates in hundreds of seats to try and gain a majority. He beat far-right candidate Marine Le Pen 66-34 on Sunday, but knows millions voted for her.
Online at usaradio.com, this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
In Arizona, police believe they have solved a series of deadly shootings in a Phoenix neighborhood. Police have named Aaron Saucedo, who is already in custody, as the prime suspect in the so-called serial street shooter case. He faces 26 charges. 9 people died while being shot at close range in a dozen incidents between August 2015 and July of last year. Investigators say they believe most of the victims were chosen at random. Some speculated that the police-involved shooting over the weekend of a high school student in San Diego was a case of suicide by cop, and now it looks like that's what it was. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The 15-year-old boy wrote a suicide note before he was killed by officers in the Torrey Pines High School parking lot early Saturday morning. Investigators believe that the teen called 911 and then pointed the BB gun at responding officers so he would be shot and killed. When the boy called 911 for help, he reportedly referred to himself in the third person and spoke in generalities. A makeshift memorial continues to grow outside the high school. I'm Jason Campidonia.
And 8 former members of a Penn State fraternity will be arraigned today on charges stemming from the death of a 19-year-old student. 10 others already charged after a grand jury investigation. They face a total of 850 counts, including manslaughter, after Timothy Piazza fell downstairs during a booze-fueled pledge night, but no one called for help, and he lay on a couch motionless for 12 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Works for me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline, USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Yeah, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They give us a lot of love back. It's all about radio on the go, platforms, devices, PCs, Androids, iPhones, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, iHeart, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Got a big hour, too, in front of us. And we'll set it up right now for you as we're going to be joined by ESPN senior writer Keith Law right after the break. And we'll be talking about his brand-new book and get into that. And it's all about analytics. And, you know, it's fun. It's called Smart Baseball, and nobody smarter than Keith Law to talk about analytics. And we'll get into some storylines around the world of baseball as well. And then at 40 after hour two here, Orlando Ledbetter. And we will talk to him as well about the Atlanta Falcons and their journey post-Super Bowl collapse and what we can expect out of that team. And there are some relevant questions involving Matt Ryan and the coaching staff and Super Bowl hangover and all the stuff that we like to get into because it is a relevant journey. And we'll talk about it, how they either addressed or didn't address some of their needs in a National Football League draft. But for us, as you well know, the American Forces Radio Network is the journey we like to take. And the guys and girls that serve this country domestically and abroad are away from home. And, you know, look, the armed forces have changed. Yeah, we have cell phones and video chat and all that kind of good stuff. But in reality, you're still far away from home. And you can't be there for mom's cooking and celebrating birthdays, and celebrating holidays and all that kind of good stuff. It just doesn't work out that way. And if we can give them a little taste of home here on the Attack, we're very happy, proud to be a part of it. Keith Law, ESPN, right after this short timeout.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, phones go to hold. The talent is extensive. The bio is every bit as extensive. ESPN's Keith Law joins us here in the Attack. His new book is called Smart Baseball. And welcome, Keith. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime. I have to admit, I'm always conflicted on analytics, but I recognize that it's the trend of all sports, not just baseball. But I love the little add-on to it, the story behind the old stats that are ruining the game and the ones that are running it. Let's talk about that. How are the old stats ruining the game?
The best example I can give you is the save stat, which was only invented in the late 60s by a sports writer and has changed the way that we managers use their relievers, that GMs build their rosters, even that players are compensated, all to the worse, because the result has been the best relievers tend to pitch less, and they only pitch in certain carefully prescribed situations. I give the example in the book, the AL wildcard game last year, the Orioles lost without ever using their best pitcher. Zach Britton had one of the best seasons by any closer in recent memory and never got into the game because Buck Showalter saved him for a save situation that never came.
And Buck's considered a good manager, yet you contrast that with the way that Tito used Miller, which actually went outside the box and maybe was leaning more towards the way you evaluate it.
Yes, I loved it. I wish more managers were willing to think that way, where Andrew Miller was clearly his best reliever. They had a second closer, Cody Allen. They left him in that ninth inning spot, which freed Tito up to use Miller in totally different, atypical spots for an ace reliever. He brought him in the playoffs. You saw him bring him in the fifth inning sometimes. He would often pitch the seventh and the eighth to be the bridge to get to the ninth inning. The point was, this is my best reliever. I'm going to bring him into the game when I need the outs. When the outs are most critical, the game may turn on the next few batters. That's when you want to bring your best reliever in. And before the save stat really took over the game, that is how most managers would use their bullpen. They would stretch out for more, their best relievers out for more than one inning. And while we may never get all the way back to where we were in the 70s, I think that was probably better than the situation we're in now, where, again, you take your closer, your best reliever, and you basically stick him behind glass and say, only break him in case of an emergency, according to the save rule.
Yeah, and I think it's a valid critique in that, you know, you talk to some of the old guys, particularly the relief pitchers, and they're all about, well, you know, we used to throw nine innings in relief. You know, well, yeah, it wasn't that extreme, but they certainly did go two, three, sometimes four. But they were also in the scenario where they were considered disposable as well. You have guys with egos now, and they're all, oh, well, you know, I only do the ninth inning, or I only come in with a clean inning in front of me, you know. And then you look at a guy like Sparky Lyle, went from, in his words, Cy Young to sayonara. in 1 year. You know, how do, as a manager, how do you deal with those difficult guys who can't handle it or refuse to handle it?
Well, and I think most of them would be able to handle it just fine if they understood going into a season, say, what the expectations were, here's how we're going to use you, and also if their compensation didn't depend on it. I wonder how often you hear a reliever say, well, I'm the closer, I only throw the ninth innings. And we do, we hear that, and a lot of times it's because they've been told that for 10 years, that that's how they're going to be used. If they knew going in, look, my salary this year, next year, isn't going to depend on that, then would they view it differently? The way we compensate relievers, like I said earlier, the save stat draws a ton of it. You get more money in arbitration, you'll get more in free agency if you have high save totals. Then a lot of contracts directly reward relievers just for the number of games they finish. Well, if you take that out of the equation, if you give a guy guaranteed money up front and then say, no, we're just going to use you where we think we need to use you, then everyone probably is on the same page. But that, again, this is all spawned by the creation of that save stat because, again, a sports writer decided he wanted a new stat for relief pitchers to match the win for starting pitchers, and 50 years later, we're still suffering from it.
Yeah, no question about it. Keith Law, his book is Smart Baseball, here in the Attack. And, I'm going to throw you maybe a curve here, but if it is, blame it on David Schoenfeld, one of your writers.
Yep.
I was checking out his article on guys who were leadoff hitters this year in Major League Baseball games. You know, that traditional speedster, Kyle Schwarber, George Springer, Michael Conforto. This flies in the face of old school logic, as far as I can see, yet these guys are productive and they're getting on base and they're scoring runs.
Because we've gotten away from the over-reliance on the stolen base, this old idea, it's not dead, but this idea that your one and two hitters have to be able to run or they'll clog up the bases, I think that's dying quickly. And people realize that the most important thing that the first two hitters in the lineup can do is get on base. And I talk a bit in the book about why the two spot is probably the best place for your best overall hitter. And your leadoff guy's main job, doesn't matter if he hits for power or not, and that might be the argument against Schwarber or Conforto up there, but is he getting on base? Because the guys behind him should be the guys with the power, and you want to make sure you maximize the number of runners on base for your best power hitters. It sounds pretty simple when I say it like that, but you'd be surprised at how hard it's been to get that idea across in the industry to managers, to coaching staffs, majors and minors, to get them out of that idea. No, my two-hitter has to be a guy who can run, or it has to be a guy who can bunt. That one drives me up the wall. If your guy's really good at bunting but not good at hitting, he should be hitting ninth, not second.
That's a really good point. You know, it's funny, on the local level here, at least in the one hole, watching Conforto, it's made a significant change in the Met lineup. Yep. I mean, Granderson was doing it out of necessity in a lot of the time he was here in New York. But Conforto, Terry Collins has flipped the switch on that, and I think very accurately so. And he's an old-school guy, so I guess they're not all resistant, are they?
No, he is an old-school guy. And last year, he buried Conforto. Conforto got off to a good start and then hit a couple of weeks where he wasn't performing, and then Collins started benching him, platooning him. He had the wrist injury. It was basically a lost season. Well, this year, fortunately, Conforto gets off to a good start. Terry puts him in the leadoff spot, which is a great fit for his skills, because I think Conforto, he's a pure hitter. He'll have some power, but he's really a pure hitter with great patience at the plate. So he's always going to be a high on-base guy. Well, that's excellent in the leadoff spot. And it does drive the offense substantially. You're getting, because not only does the leadoff guy potentially get on base for the power hitters behind him, he's going to get the most at-bats, the most plate appearances in a game, in a week, over the course of a season. You want to give that to one of your highest OBP guys. And Granderson, it's not his fault. That's really never been a big part of his skill set. Whereas Conforto, I've seen him going all the way back through college, back to high school. That's kind of been his calling card. This is a guy who's, even as a high school kid, took good quality at-bats. Now that he's shown all the way up into the big leagues that he can hit major league caliber pitching, too, it's the perfect combination to get into that spot where he's going to get four, maybe five plate appearances every game.
No question about it. Keith, before we let you go, first give me the 411 on where we can find the book and everything else, because I want to keep you on schedule. And second, if you're talking to an executive, what's the takeaway that you want them to have after reading your book?
So you can get the book anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any independent bookstore. And it came out 2 weeks ago. There's an e-book, there's audiobook version. However you like books, and I'm a bookworm myself, so I've got my Kindle in front of me, my bookshelves here, and I listen to audiobooks in the car. It's out in all those ways. You know, I interviewed executives when writing this book, and hopefully a lot of their philosophies come through over the course of, especially in the last few chapters. Most executives now are really forward-thinking about numbers in baseball, about analytics. They're looking for what's next. They have new data available to them that was never available before about 2-3 years ago. And it's exciting for them because now they can ask and answer questions that were just, you know, we could ask these questions 10 years ago, but there was no point because we didn't have the information to potentially answer them. And it's changing the way the game's played on the field. And it's changing the way that we scout players, too. I think scouts are being asked to look for different things, and we're identifying new skill sets that we weren't able to identify 3 years ago. So I think most executives would tell you it's a really exciting time to be working in the sport, and there's a lot of uncertainty because we have all of this new data and are only beginning to scratch the surface of where it's going to take us.
Well, Keith, appreciate the couple minutes. Like I said, want to keep you on schedule. So adios. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you. Keith Law, nobody does it better. Check the book out because the game has significantly changed, and that's the direction it's going to stay in. It's never going to go back. We're going to go back right after this short timeout. Don't go nowhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Thanks to Keith Law for coming on board. That was good stuff. And again, I mean, look, it's perpetual change. It is. It baseball analytics, football analytics. You know, you look at what went on with the Cleveland Browns. They're playing their own version of Moneyball, and you talk about resistance. I mean, you know, we talk to people in the world of football all the time, executives, coaches, everything else. You can't believe how many of them are laughing at the Cleveland Browns and their approach. Now, you know, the last laugh may be with Cleveland, because we're not going to know, obviously, for a few years as to how this is going to play out. But Jimmy Haslam, who has been a knee-jerk owner, and I don't mean jerk in a bad way, I mean just a knee-jerk owner reacting accordingly, has changed coaches like I change socks. But it looks like that is coming to a halt. It looks like he recognizes the fact that you need to build from within, not go BS crazy with how you spend your money, and do enough due diligence with the analytics to put together the foundation of a winning team. Now, they've done a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, getting Chandler Jones in the draft, they got their two first-round picks. They didn't get their quarterback. They didn't overpay for him, at least in their minds. Chicago did. And again, watching how it plays out is going to be fascinating, because everybody wants to emulate the New England system. Well, New England always wins. And when you're always winning, because of two specific reasons, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Well, they were fortunate enough to get Brady, which turned Belichick into a genius. But Belichick was also smart enough to recognize that when you're winning all the time, it's not wise to hold on to and overpay players who, quite frankly, are not superstars. Now, they may have rings, and they have a winning pedigree, which may change the value of them. Maybe it notches it up a little bit. But as far as overall talent goes, many of the players on the New England Patriot rosters are simply interchangeable parts, and they're there for the moment. You know, LeGarrette Blount is a perfect example. He's been on the team, off the team, on the team, off the team. Right now he's off the team. He'll probably end up on the team. I don't think he re-signed with anybody yet. But, you know, again, so everybody tries to emulate New England. The only problem with that is New England's always the best team, or close to it. So they know exactly what they're looking for. And Belichick has the ultimate decision-making process. It you know, you think about that. When they start knocking New England, and people, oh, you know, Deflategate and this and that and the other thing, they cheated. However you want to think about it. There are only two organizations in sports who have been able to do this consistently. Actually, I take that back. There's three that win all the time and maintain excellence. In football, it's New England. In basketball, it's San Antonio. And in baseball, believe it or not, it's St. Louis. You know, how many years have we been waiting for the bottom to fall out of St. Louis? Might actually have been happening this year. But again, the approach. So, you know, Cleveland right now, they're putrid. And they are using analytics and essentially Moneyball in the National Football League to get themselves good. And then hopefully for them, develop a tradition of winning and, you know, all the things that go along with it, and becomes the Cleveland Browns that were a traditional old school franchise. Well, you know, let's put it that way, they start winning, then the other question gets raised. Who do you keep? Who do you let go? Then do you turn to the Belichick formula? Let's just say you're in the playoffs 5-6 years in a row, which is difficult to do in a National Football League. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, that they're able to do it, and they maintain some level of excellence. Well, that's going to be when the microscope on the money ball approach comes into play, because if they make the wrong decisions at that point, well, then, you know, they'll all go, I told you so. See, the old way is the best way, blah, blah, blah. But as Keith said, and I said very accurately so, you know, the resources that are available to teams now, and it's in all sports, are just off the hook. And you have a capacity to be able to analyze things, hence analytics, in a way that was never before done. Now, there is an old saying, paralysis by analysis. And I think that is fair, because I think if you really rely strictly on statistics, then you're gonna hamstring yourself. You really are. But I think if you get the right blend, you know, sometimes it's just the eye test. I'll always reference D'Amico Ryans. You know, sometimes you look at a guy and the measurables aren't there or whatever. He could just flat out play football. He belongs on your team. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But I think now, and Keith said it very well, you know, you look at various different trends. You look at how pitchers are being used. And again, you know, he didn't disagree with me. Buck Showalter is a real good manager. He also never got his best pitcher into the baseball game because he was saving him for the situation. Well, he saved him right into the next season. And that's a valid criticism. Now, should that come up again, because Baltimore has built themselves into a winning organization on a consistent basis, I'll be curious to see how Buck plays it out. Whether he goes the same way. Now, we know what Tito's going to do. We know what Joe Maddon's going to do. Dusty in Washington, well, he might not have a choice just because of the fact his relief pitchers aren't real good. Terry Collins, I would think he'll never use Jersey's Familia in a seventh inning situation or an eighth inning situation. I don't think so. You know. You know, some of those guys you just won't change. But again, I'll give credit where credit's due. You know, he did a good job with putting Conforto into the leadoff spot, I guess more out of necessity than anything else, but he did it. And Conforto's produced, and I got news for you, he ain't leaving the leadoff spot. Not for a while. Which, you know, when we'll stay with the Mets here for a second. You know, they're Harvey's going to be pitching out of town in Milwaukee. It looks like that will be his next start. And that's probably smart, because the Boo Birds are going to be out in force when he next starts in New York. I mean, they're going to bury him. So best routine for him, just, you know, go to Milwaukee, pitch a hell of a game, and the rest will fall into place. That's all you can hope for. Seriously, that's all you can hope for. Their game last night, DeGrom strikes out 11, walks 3. He's having a little trouble with the strike zone. But they win 4-3 on a walk-off by Walker. Familia gets the win. Key hit by Curtis Granderson. Giants stink. They're in big doo-doo. They got a decent start out of Moore, but nothing to write home about. And Conforto 1-for-3 in a leadoff spot with two runs scored. That's what they're looking to do. You know, it's going to be interesting here. And I'll be curious to see how this plays out. I know T.J. Rivera has options. And for those of you who don't know who T.J. Rivera is, it's a good story. He's a career minor league guy who was undrafted and worked his way through the organization. But the thing is, he's hit everywhere he's ever been. Kind of reminiscent of Daniel Murphy. You know, not as good a hitter, but at least where Murphy is now. But, you know, kind of reminiscent of that. He just hits everywhere he goes. And I'm looking at this lineup, and I'm looking at Wilmer Flores and his versatility, and I'm looking at T.J. Rivera, and I'm looking at the fact David Wright ain't around. Jose Reyes is hitting .188. He's filling in for Cabrera right now. He might be gone. When the pieces start to come back, he might be gone. Maybe they send Rivera down, but if they don't, Jose going to be looking for work. Dear Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, right after this short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, referencing D. Orlando Ledbetter, talk a little Atlanta Falcon football here in just a minute. And, you know, it continuing with the analytics, I always look at it from the perspective of if you're not looking forward, then you're just going backwards. And, you know, look, teams need to progress. It's just the stakes are too high. And the margin of victory is just too thin. The margin between winning and losing. And, you know, it's funny. It's the old if I were king situation with if I was running a franchise. Well, I mean, first of all, no matter what sport you're in, you've got to have somebody that can work with the numbers, with the salary. So you find the best guy, cap guy, analytics, accountant, whoever you need to get in there. Second of all, no matter who the GM is, you need to establish some level of relationship with these agents. And there are certain executives and certain owners in certain sports that refuse to deal with certain agents. And you know who these agents are. They're some of the higher profile guys that are just an unregulated pain in the ass. And they just don't want anything to do with them. And unless it is just the extreme situation of one of the best players in the game, let's just say, they won't deal with a Scott Boras. They won't deal with you name the agent. You know, it goes with the territory. And when you're dealing with that, and when you're dealing with a situation where certain agents and certain players will be shut down of certain organizations, it limits your availability to become a good team. And so I think as an executive, you have to be willing and be open-minded enough to at least explore the possibilities. Not all teams do that. And then, of course, it's the winning attitude. I call it the winning way. It's just, if you look at any successful organization, take it all the way back. Take it back to the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, where the Dodgers, once they moved out to L.A., they had the baseball academy. And baseball academies went back further than that, and it's a discussion we'll explore another day. But we're joined now by D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, who has plenty to talk about and plenty to say about Atlanta Falcon football. Nice to have you with us, D. Orlando. Bob Black here. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me this morning. I certainly appreciate you having me on the show again.
Hey, you're always a great listener, and nobody knows the Falcons better than you do. So I guess the question right off the bat is, has the hangover subsided after the Super Bowl?
It has not. It's going to be around a while. The fans seem to be struggling a little bit more than the team. They have to move on. Got rookie mini camp coming up this weekend. The draft's over. They got to start looking forward. But they're going to be constantly reminded of it. When you do something like that, it doesn't just whisk away. You know, that was a historic collapse, the worst ever in Super Bowl history, and they got to own that until they can atone for it.
Speaking of owning it, being you brought it up, I'll explore it a little bit. I mean, as players on the field, they're going to have to own it, but I put it strictly on the play calling. I did it then. I'll do it now. This isn't revisionist history. I point it strictly at the offensive coaches.
Yeah, and I tend to, too, but the collapse was so great and widespread that it was enough blame to pass around, tackles missing, giving up sacks, the running backs missing blitzes, for not breaking up passes. But certainly the pass play on third and one was you know, one that the coach could have stopped in the headset. You know, they've been playing that style of ball all year, but they lost. When they lost, it was because they were being too aggressive, throwing with leads and, you know, not putting folks away. So there's certainly a degree of coaching, you know, and play calling that led to their demise also.
Yep, I guess so. Let's talk about their draft. I mean, it. What would you have described as their needs going in?
I thought they needed a pass rusher and a right guard because, you know, Big Beasley was getting all that action on the other side, but the Greeny and Claiborne weren't able to help out much on the other side. So they were able to fulfill that by getting Tack McKinsey out of UCLA. And, you know, the right guard, Chris Chester, retired. And looks like they're going to go with maybe Sean Harlow, who was a fourth-round pick, Pat Harlow's son. Played at Oregon State, and of course Pat played at USC, and with the Patriots was 11th player drafted in 91. So he's got some lineage, but they have a couple guys on board they like. But, yeah, those were the two things that they needed, and then everything else was all speed and depth.
No question about it. You talked about Tack McKinley, and look, there's no question about the guy's skill set. There are questions about his health. And, you know, the shoulder issues took him off some teams' boards. Atlanta paid a premium. They moved up five spots and gave up a third to seventh to get him. What do you think of that price that they paid?
I thought it was a little steep, you know, because, you know, the five spots, but they really liked the guy. He fit their scheme to give up a third and a seventh when you need to build out your roster. You know, was a little bit steep. But they did a move later in the draft to they traded their second to get back into the third and picked up two fifths. So they were able to add some more depth later. That, if you put the two deals together, then it's not so bad. But if they would have stayed with just the one deal, giving up the third and the seventh, you know, it wouldn't have been a good deal for them. But they the two deals together make sense.
I guess it does. You know, it's interesting. Now, you talked about getting back into the third, and they had a little LSU love going on with Duke Riley getting picked. And now he and Deion Jones going to be playing next to each other. So that looks like they got a little bit of a theme there, number one. But number two, it looks like they have a real game plan, and they were impressed with what LSU did on defense and therefore hoping it translates to the National Football League.
Yes, and, you know, you see Kwon Alexander down in Tampa. He had that spot before Deion got it. Deion passed it to Duke. You could even go back to the Honey Badger, you know, playing that kind of hybrid linebacker spot down there. Falcons really like LSU's style of play, and they think it translates to the NFL to the point that they've drafted an LSU player in each of the last three drafts. They also have Jalen Collins, the cornerback they took in the second round in 4 and 15. So, yeah, they like the Bayou Tigers and how they get after it on defense. So, you know, and they think it fits well into how teams spread out in the NFL and try to play in space.
You know, you talked about the lack of protection sometimes with Ryan. And granted, it's, you know, a high-speed offense and they're looking to get rid of the football, but Sean Harlow is an interesting pick. I mean, here's a guy that played offensive tackle. They're projecting him to move inside, but I'm not sure. I mean, I could see him sliding over to the right side before I see him sliding inside.
Yeah, and they're going to test it out. They got a pretty good offensive line coach, and Chris Morgan, who played at Colorado. He's a Tom Cable disciple, and you know, if he doesn't fit, they got some plans for other people. Certainly, you know, you need depth along that offensive line. You know, that'll be an experiment. That's why I don't see him starting right away at right guard. But, you know, they're going to give him a shot. They're not afraid to play rookies. That helped them get to the Super Bowl last year, playing so many rookies and second-year guys on defense. But when it comes to protecting Matt Ryan, I don't think they, you know, want to gamble with that.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, let's talk a little bit because, you know, fifth-round guys, sixth-round guys, I mean, you hope they make an impact, but maybe yes, maybe no. Can you help us out with a couple of the – and we're talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter here. Can you talk to us about a couple of the guys that maybe were undrafted free agents that they've brought in who have piqued your interest a little bit?
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to get to see those guys this weekend. I think the late ad was Jermaine Grace, the linebacker from Miami. Speedy backer, had some problems last year, couldn't play, but certainly was headed toward the NFL draft. But the off-the-field issues may have kept him out of the draft. But he's another speedy running-hit linebacker that they like. And, you know, if they got six spots. It looks like they're going to try to fill him with six fast guys that can run and hit. And he's one. They have a Sean Masters, a wide receiver that a lot of people are talking about. Georgia defensive back Quincy Magoor, he started for the Georgia Bulldogs. He's going to get a good look in the secondary back there. Those are the top three guys that we'll be looking at the rookie minicamp for the undrafted guys.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about the speed on defense. With their linebacker core, you're going to have speed all over the field. But I'll be curious to see how they get it done up front, because they could be moved off the ball, and we saw that in the Super Bowl. They tried to address it with free agency. How do you think they did?
Well, they got Dontari Poe, who's 330. They want to play him at 330. Grady Jarrett's a little undersized tackle, but they like the way he plays and penetrates. If they're going with Tack and Vic Beasley at end, that's a little light at end. So, but they do have some bigger ends. Jack Crawford, they signed in free agency. Derek Shelby, who was injured last year, he's coming back. He's in a 280, 275 range. So if it's a rundown, they can go a little bigger at end. And then Brooks Reed is still here, too. So Claiborne's here. So they can go a little bigger, and then they can have like a NASCAR package with the faster ends and passing situations. But, they got rid of Tyson Jackson and Jonathan Babineau, added Dontari Poe and Jack Crawford in free agency from Dallas. And maybe younger and bigger at some of those spots, so improve that defensive front, certainly along the line there.
It's interesting. You talked about the guys that moved out. Was that a direct reaction to what happened in the Super Bowl?
No, I think they were older guys and over a period of time. Once they did their reviews at the end of the season, those guys weren't showing up as being productive players anymore, They knew how to fight in the trenches. Certainly Babineau did for 12 years and, 8-plus years for Tyson. But, they weren't making any plays. They weren't playmakers.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I'll go save the best for last here. And obviously, please, give us your social media and all the ways we can find you before we let you go. But Matt Ryan showed last year that he was all the way back after a couple of mediocre years. Is he ready to take that next step? And truly, we know about the physical skills, but the consistent winning and get this team back, if not to the Super Bowl, but certainly a threat to go to the Super Bowl yet again. Is he ready to take that next step?
I do believe so, Bob, because, he started out here early in his career and went to the playoffs for the first 5 years, and that was based on a lot of the run game and the coaches that, limited his, soft spots and so forth and kind of hit some of his weaknesses, and the defense was okay. I think the defense is much, much better now, even though their numbers are not, up there yet. They were 27th still in the league, 16th in sacks, but the defense is clearly getting better under Quinn. There's no obvious holes on offense, except for that right guard spot. All the rest of the starters are back. His continuity and a better defense certainly has Ryan and the Falcons positioned to be around here for a while in the NFC. Next 4 or 5 years, he's 31, 32. And for the next few years of his prime, they look to be contenders. And he looks to be the guy that can certainly get them through the big games and to the big games. At least can get them to the big games. Not all the way through yet, but we'll see how that – certainly a different feel with this team than of Coach Smith's teams that were, climbing that mountain. This team all went all the way to the top and got knocked down. But, you know, certainly that might make them strong enough to go back up there and try to compete for the Vince Lombardi Trophy with Matt Ryan leading the way.
Orlando, where can our fans find you before we let you go?
Well, on Twitter, at DOrlandoAJC, we tweet out everything there. And our websites are AJC.com and MyAJC.com. And on Facebook, Atlanta Falcons News Now. If you find that and like that page, we certainly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your time. You're always great, and you know you're always welcome back. We'll get you back on closer to the football season. But thanks for the input.
Sure, no problem, Bob. Take care, and thanks for having me.
Anytime. D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Orlando Journal, Atlanta Journal Constitution. Easy for me to say. You know, bringing it. He always does. Good stuff right there. Him and Keith Law, excellent, excellent guests today. We're going to take a timeout. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Joe Spano.
And this is Bob Black.
The Spano and Black Attack, now on from 5 a.m. Pacific time till 7 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday.
The Spano and Black Attack, the best sports talk on the best sports talk network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.